The telephone box up Ashley Hill. There's a telephone box up Ashley Hill where I go and stand sometimes when I'm feeling down. Because from up there I can see the allotments sloping towards the grid of terraced houses in St. Werburgh's and the streets of Easton, Eastville and beyond, stretching towards the first fields and the ridge of hills just outside Bath, reminding me that the city isn't endless. And however stuck and messed up I feel, when I stand there I know there are places I haven't been to yet, and people I don't know at all are waiting for me as surely as the clump of trees up Kelston Hill. There's a telephone box up Ashley Hill, where I go and stand sometimes when I'm feeling down. Because I've been in the rain up there, when the rain dripped off my nose and the hills disappeared in the clouds. And I've been in the sun up there, watching the heat rise off the dusty city. And I've seen the view, so winter white, the curving hills like frosted crystal. And I've been drunk up there, watching the stars slide across the sky. And I've tripped up there, going to the moon with a 10-pence piece. And I've been up there with lovers, kissing passionately, banging against the phone box, or just held hands in silence, watching the sky grow red with sunsets. And once, and only once, I landed up in the nettles in a dope-fueled tangle of lust. Don't try it. I had a rash for days. And a long time ago I took a little boy up there and we hung onto the railings, our coats flapping in the wind, the spring wind pressing our eyeballs tight, and I shouted, "Look! Look at the view!" And he looked, a solemn old man 4-year-old, and said, "The sky is very big." There's a telephone box up Ashley Hill where I go and stand sometimes when I'm feeling down, to look at the view and the big sky.